The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of The News Show. It's the 23rd of September, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. So we're all familiar with Apple Arcade. And apparently Amazon kind of looked at it and said, that's not a bad idea. I don't know if we can go completely there, but let's try something. So for Amazon Prime members, get ready for a little bit of, shall we say, gaming loot. That's right, they're going to have free mobile gaming loot as part of their subscriber offerings as well, as long as you're on Prime. These will actually include exclusive in-game items. Now this actually will start rolling out on October 3rd. And apparently they're going to release more and more items for games as they come along. Now, according to Amazon via TechCrunch, it will roll out more and more mobile gaming content for different titles in an ongoing basis. Which makes sense, because they already have partners including EA, Wargaming Mobile, and a few others. So Prime subscribers, yeah, get ready for a lot of goodies coming from those companies. And it'll all be part of your Prime subscription. TiVo. Oh, TiVo. TiVo, shall we say, was the king. In some cases, still is very well mainstream. This might change that, however, though. You might have remembered that sort of early experimental test that they were doing to have ads before your DVR recordings. Yeah, we kind of thought, nah, that will never happen. It's happening. Yes, TiVo has confirmed that it plans to place pre-rolled video advertisements before your DVR recordings. This won't be just for a selected few. This is for every dang customer. Even if you have a lifetime subscription to TiVo. They didn't even beat around the bush either. They just said DVR advertising is going to be a permanent part of our service. And they're going to be rolling it out within the next 90 days. And most of these will be hitting the devices that are running TiVo Experience 4. That's the latest software version. So if your TiVo box is up to date, which chances are it probably is. If it's not, it probably should be. Even though you might be reluctant to do it now. You can expect to start seeing these lovely little inserted commercials before your DVR show begins. Now, we don't have any word yet if you're going to be able to skip the ad at the start, you know, kind of like you do on YouTube. They weren't really forthcoming with that info. Guess we'll wait and see over the next 3 months. Stories on Facebook. Are you sitting there thinking, what's that? You're not alone. Nobody else apparently knew what it was either. That's why Facebook is shutting it down. Yeah, they have confirmed that it will be shutting down group stories starting, in a few days. Actually, September 26. Meaning if you are one of those few people out there that knows what I'm talking about and love the thing, well, I'm sorry for this bad news for you on a Monday. I'm also sorry to tell you, too, that any existing stories you've got up there, well, those will be gone as well. Facebook will delete any of those existing stories, and of course, they'll prevent users from creating new ones. Of course, the individual stories, those will remain intact. Those aren't going anywhere, at least for the time being. One thing's for sure is group stories must have not caught on at all. It's only been 9 months since its launch. They didn't even give this thing a year to see if it will work out its kinks or not. And finally, some good news for Windows 7 users today. As long as you're working for the U.S. federal government, you get security updates a little bit longer. Now, you might remember Windows 7, January 4th, 2020. Yet, no more security updates for that operating system. But apparently, some folks over the U.S. government came over to Microsoft and said, please, we don't want to move to 10 yet. So Microsoft said, okay. Since Windows 7 is used in so many infrastructures, including, yes, voting machines, yeah, put that by your head, and being the fact that the 2020 elections for the U.S. will be coming up pretty soon, they thought, yeah, we better extend this. So those free updates will continue for the U.S. government, but if you're an average user, they really want you to go over to 10 already. A story and no one else is listening, well, we would love to listen to you. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our website, hosted by those fine folks over there at TSO Host, britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, TSO Host, they provide all our bandwidth for all of our crazy shows we put out each and every week, including your crazy news show. You're looking for great web hosting? Go check them out for yourself today, tsohost.com. Hey, while you're typing in stuff there or those URLs, head on over to our Facebook page too, British Tech Network, or you can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And please come join us in our BTN community. We would love for you to be a part of it. So much fun and discussions going down over there. Join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that happens over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much for listening.